Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Adavraja Kacharya Stata Satasi Simat Isti Vaingre Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Is confounded Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Si Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapudam Ki Jai Ganga Mayamuna Mai Ki Jai Vakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samabhita Vakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 So Hare Krishna. We are continuing on our seminar on prayer. But before I start today with the practical examples from Kapanya Panjika, I would like to introduce to you the theme of today's prayer. Remember, this prayer was offered by an author at the end of his life. Rupa Goswami had searched for Krishna. And now, before he feels that the waves of time bring him away from this world, he raises one more time his voice in an appeal, a vigyapti, an entreaty, which, as we have heard, is a powerful prayer composed with certain rules which we try to learn here, which unlocks the bolt to liberation. In other words, it opens the door to the kingdom of God.
Vrata koja vode u kraljevstvo Božje.
Now, I very much like this theme
ova tema,
that Rupa Goswami prays this under a tree
se moli in
Vrindavan.
Ispod drveta u Vrindavanu.
We can just imagine.
Zamislite samo.
Time has worn his frame.
Vrijeme je istrošilo
njegovo
tijelo.
Are so full with tears.
Su pune suza.
Constantly the eyes of Rupa Goswami were wet.
And
his breath was so hot that you could ignite dry leaves from it. He was pining, yearning or longing for an audience with the divine couple.
Za susret viziju božanskog para.
What I very much like is that he prayed from Vrindavan.
Se on molio upravo
if you want to enter the art of prayer, you have to also learn to go into a new space, and from that new space offer your prayers.
Također naučiti izaći u novo područje iz tog novog prostora
koji
molite. Da, novi prostor.
This new space
novi
is expressed
se izražava
in the prayers of Gajendra,
where he
says that he collected, before praying, he collects his consciousness
on je pribrao svoju svjesnost
in the heart,
u srce.
What does this mean?
Šta sada to znači?
It means to bring your awareness, which has been busy with so many external things, away from the external things, and withdraw them into the place from where you can address the Lord with feeling, that is, in the heart. The yogi is advised in the Yoga Shastras to withdraw his limbs,
svoje udove,
his senses into his heart like
srca,
a kornjača.
Kao što kornjača.
Kornjača means tortoise. withdraws his lips into the shell. In other words, if you want to learn to pray, you need to learn to enter a new space, the space of the heart, and work from there. So Rupa Goswami does this, and in the first 9 verses or so of this prayer,
he addresses the
Lord by some qualities which he finds in the Lord. I have here this prayer, and again I want to request you, if you would like to get this prayer on your email list. It's maybe one of the most powerful prayers in our tradition. And if you like to have it, then you can. Maybe we should make a paper there in this notebook. Maybe I can request Banu Nandini to write a little piece of paper saying, those who want to have the Kapanya Panjika prayer, write your email here or your address. So the first thing he describes about the divine couple is the extraordinary complexion or luster. Then he talks about Radha and Krishna's dress. Then he talks about their beauty. Then finally he talks about their scent, their fragrance. Krishna has one problem.
Krishna ima jedan problem.
If we can say it like this.
Ako možemo to tako.
He can't really disappear entirely in Vrindavan, because even if he needs to make a fast exit, his scent, bodily fragrance, lingers on in the atmosphere, and devotees know, this smells like Krishna. It's the fragrance of musk and aguru and some lotus, some very fine smell.
Jako fino, kolotosa, to je predivan.
Krishna can't make an exit so easily.
Ne može zaista tako lako izići iz Vrindavana.
So after having prayed to a few such things, Rupa Goswami prays to Krishna's flute song.
Se moli,
and it is here where I want to again join you, join Rupa Goswami with our prayer. This time I will read it in the voice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's a very, very moving song. O Hey Krishna, Taranga Surabhakana Bhangsi Gitanukara. O Hey Krishna Radha Manamore, Radhyanga Ganga Daba Tomara Subinaraba, Krishna Chita Unmadita Kore. O Hey Krishna Radha Manamore, Radhyanga Ganga Ganda Daba Tomara Subinaraba. It says, O Lord Krishna, with your flute music and with the waves of your sweet fragrance, you charm Radha's heart at every moment. O Shri Radha, with your Veena music, and with the fragrance of your limbs, you make Lord Krishna's heart wild with bliss.
Hare Krishna,
this is a very intimate song.
To su jako intimne pjesme. Ovo je jako intimna pjesma.
When Lord Krishna,
kada gospodin Krishna
played his flute in Vrindavan,
svoju flautu u
Vrindavan, his flute song always radically changed the nature of the things.
Stvari.
The sound of Krishna's flute would make non-moving objects tremble, like the trees would shake, and sometimes trees would move into the direction of Krishna's flute song.
Kretalo u pravcu zvuka Krishna flaute.
The water,
voda bi, s druge strane,
which is liquid,
koje je tekuće,
would become by the power of Lord Krishna's flute song
firm.
And mountains which are firm would become liquid by the power of Lord Krishna's flute song. Krishna would then step on the mountain.
Zbog moći zvuka Krishna
and
flauta,
after he was gone,
zato bi Krishna
and his flute was no longer heard,
i kada bi kasnije otišao,
the liquid mountain became firm, and that's why in Vrindavan you see many footprints of Lord Krishna. You can put your head in these footprints. Because Lord Krishna changed with his flute the nature of things. Little vines and creep would bump up in ecstasy. The creepers would grow new shoots that they looked as if they were a person with ecstatic hair standing up on end. The beautiful flowers would lose their color and become white. And this way, Vrindavan's forest became always glorious with what is called the sattvika bhavas, the ecstasies, which you get when you hear of Krishna's transcendental
flute.
Jiva Goswami has written a similar work called the Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, where he also writes
piše
about himself, a person gradually growing old in Vrindavan tells his mind,
kaže svome umu,
fool,
budalo jedna,
now you are close to death,
si blizu smrti,
drink this nectar which I give
ovaj
you.
Nektar koji ti nudim.
So Jiva Goswami preaches
Jiva
to his mind, he says, be serious
umu.
Now,
kaže mu,
you are before
se,
your last days have come, now drink the nectar of Krishna.
Pij ovaj nektar Krishna.
And he describes a particular scene
jednu,
which I want to describe to you.
He
describes
Shrimati
Radharani,
Radharani
as she is
kako
in the
dok je ona
palace
u palači,
and wants to be together with Krishna.
Biti skupa s Krishnom.
But because there are so many elders all around, it's daylight, she cannot move out of her confinement.
Ona se
therefore,
iz mjesta gdje
he tells, Radharani tells one guard who guards the entrance to the women quarters, quickly,
ženske odaje,
quickly,
God,
follow Krishna who has left for the forest of Vrindavan.
Koji je otišao za šumu Vrindavan.
Go in his footsteps.
Slijedi njegove
stope. And then, look from behind a tree what Krishna does and come
Krishna
quickly back and tell me the news
pa mi reci
of my beloved.
Novosti o mome
and this God,
i taj stražar,
news, yes, comes back to Radharani in her palace and begins to talk to her about the amazing festival of Krishna leaving the village of Vrindavan for the forest, the dark forest. And one of the things she tells, he tells Radharani is, do you know that
Krishna
was blowing his flute?
Je svirao svoj flaut.
And in this way he called the cows which were wandering in the forest, come, 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 come to the banks of the Yamuna and drink the water here. These cows became stunned with ecstasy. And I have seen the cows, I have seen something which I have never seen before. They stand there on the path, their mouth is open, their ears are like big gramophones, and they try to catch the sound of Lord Krishna's flute blade, like cups. And while they listen in ecstasy, the food falls from their mouths. This is untypical. And do you know one thing,
Radha?
The flute sound of Krishna makes the water of the Yamuna stand still. For a moment, the Yamuna is no longer like flowing liquid water. It is hard like stone.
Čvrsta, tvrda poput kamena.
So then the cows walk over the Yamuna to the other side where Krishna is waiting for them.
And do you know another
thing which I saw? I saw how Krishna with his cows were on the hills where there are no lakes and no rivers. And Krishna saw how his cows were becoming tired and thirsty. So he played on his flute. And as soon as he played on his flute, do you know what I saw?
Rada
said, tell. I saw how the mountains were melting and the cows were drinking the liquid mountains. Radharani is just waving in ecstasy back and forth. My Krishna. So then, do you know what else I saw?
A znaš šta sam drugo vidio?
Tell me.
Reci mi.
Lord Krishna calls the cows by playing their names on his flute.
Krave svirajući njihova imena na flautu.
Davali, bululu, hangsi, bululu. recognize their names.
Zato što mogu prepoznati vlastita imena.
One time,
the God says, rekao je stražar,
it was right in the middle of the summer and it was extremely hot. Krishna saw there were no clouds. So he took his flute and played a cloud raga. And immediately clouds began to assemble in the blue sky and sprinkled their dribbles of water on the cows and the cowherd boys, who then rejoiced in the cooling atmosphere.
Onda radovali u toj osvježavajućoj atmosferi.
One day,
jednoga dana,
his heart melting with kindness, Krishna played his flute and the flute music made the hills melt and Krishna left his footprint in a momentarily softened stone there.
Svoj otisak svoje stopala na taj trenutno rastopljeni kamen.
Ako Krishna is called, one of his names is Lila Purushottama. That means he's extremely playful. Krishna likes to play and make jokes and laugh and smile. And so one day, Krishna turned his flute into a boat.
Je pretvorio svoju flautu u
čamac. The flute made like, and said, come into me. And then he ferries the cows and the gopas across a river.
I gope preko rijeke.
The sweet flute music makes the river become stunned and hardened, and then the cows and gopas wonderfully walk to the other side.
Učvrstila vodu rijeke tako da su krave i gope mogli proći na drugu
stranu. So in this way, Jiva Goswami describes in Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, very, very nice book, something of the miracles of Vrindavan, the miracles of Krishna's flute play. Now, I want to talk about one miracle of Krishna's flute play, which I have personally experienced. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is this verse which says that Krishna reveals himself according to what the devotees put into their relationship, their investment, so to say, into their relationship with Krishna. Krishna, in other words, is responsive to the devotees. And this particular part is very important also for us who are desiring so much to develop our attraction for Krishna, but who still wait that this comes. So, Krishna's flute song is because there are different devotees perceived by different devotees differently. When Mother Yashoda hears Krishna's flute, for instance, she thinks the flute says, Ma, please bring me butter. However, when Nanda Maharaj, who has a different relationship to Krishna, hears the flute of Lord Krishna at the distance, he thinks the flute says to him, Father,
Oče,
just wait a minute.
Sačekaj za
I'll bring you your shoes.
Donio sam ti cipele.
When the cowherd boys wake up in the morning,
se probude ujutro,
they hear in the atmosphere
oni čuju
the mind enchanting sound of Krishna's flute, which begins to grab their minds and tell a message to the cowherd boys. Come, vatsas, come friends, let's go into the meadows where we can graze the cows. And Radharani hears, oh Radhika, please come out, meet me at Sankit or wherever. So in this way, Krishna's flute is really getting different messages across to different devotees according to their investment in their relationship to Krishna. It is this point which I would like to talk about today, because I do have made some experiences on this,
that
Krishna is different to different times in your life. Krishna is different to you in different times of your life. When you call out to Krishna as the protector, Krishna helps you. When you call out to Krishna, Krishna, please give me a mush, a husband, Krishna gives you. He makes the arrangements. When you call out to Krishna, my dear Krishna, please let me get a position and let me get initiated, Krishna responds to you. Krishna is really totally mirroring what we wish from him to have. Now, it is so important for a devotee who wishes to approach Krishna that he does this from this place in the heart, because it is in the chitta, in the innermost heart, where his innermost or real desires reside. The heart has two areas, an inner area and an outer area. Most of the time, we are actually engaged in the outer area of the heart. That means the many desires which come and go and change. Only to a devotee who has learned to go to the inner, that is the core of his heart, he will stay with something which is permanent, which is of enduring importance for him or her. So Krishna is the merciful savior for those who address him in distress. Krishna is the giver of everything what the devotees ask from him. And sometimes Krishna tests his devotees. Do you really want me? Last year when we did Govardhan Parikrama, we told to a few devotees who were there that Krishna has one form called Giriraj. And when you go on Giriraj Parikrama, it is said that in an invisible form, Giriraj just goes behind you and listens to your prayer. So devotee may pray, "Oh Giriraj, please, this year was a difficult year for me. Please make the next year a little bit more tolerable." And then Giriraj says, "Tatastu, may this be so." Or the devotee will say, "I have this confidential problem, please solve it." And Giriraj says, "Tatastu." However, when the devotee prays, "My dear Giriraj, please give me love of Krishna," Giriraj responds by saying, "Not tatastu. May this not come true. I wait until you come next year and see what you pray at that time." So next year, you come again. And then you say, "Wow, my Giriraj, I'm now studying in the university and I have not really learned my subject. It's a little boring. Can you please help me to pass my subjects?" And Giriraj said, "I know you would ask this. Tatastu, may this be so." In other words, Krishna fulfills our material desires, but not always immediately the spiritual desires, because this the quality of bhakti is, bhakti is only possible when you move from the outer shell of your heart, the external or superfluous desires which are there on the surface, to what is called the chitta, the innermost core of your heart. And only if you pray from there does Krishna listen to you. Not when you play from the surface. When your devotion is only lip deep, Krishna doesn't respond. He waits until it is heart deep. And for me, as an aging devotee, I have seen
Krishna
tests me because he wants to see what is he praying for. When does he pray from the innermost core of his heart? When does he start to pray for me? And Krishna sometimes gives you tests. For instance, you may be in a situation of temptation. You may be allured. What will you do then? What will you do when you are tested,
Virachandra?
How will you pray when you are in misery, Jayagopal? Hrivoye, are you still interested in Krishna when you have a tremendous workload to do, or are you then only interested to finish your work? This is what Krishna wishes to see. And therefore, he brings us to a place where we have to learn to connect with the innermost core of the heart. Now, if I want to say all this, what I've said now, for the simple devotees in the audience, I would say, Budi Dubak.
U publici rekao bi im budite dobri, budi dobar.
Na Dubak.
A Dubak.
Dubak. Dubak. Yes, Virachandra. Dubak. Dubak means deep. I want to make another point. Because for me as a devotee, the fact that Krishna flute song is heard by different devotees in a different way, with entirely different messages, shows me that bhakti is something very individual, something very personal. But to make sure that this does not happen, I want to drill you a little bit, train you a little bit in listening. When you listen to the sacred text, you have to listen with your mind more than with your ears. I recommend that while I speak now this text to you, try to repeat it in your mind, almost like you may see on your you know, on some gas stations, they have these messages which go in red light. Please buy this Fanta. It's only 20 euros and 30 cents or whatever. I never buy these things. I don't know. It's 1 euro 30 maybe. And it goes like, please. Buy, and you go like,
kupite, I vi onda prelazite
očima. Benzine, chocolate, advertising, you know, like this, you follow.
So,
when you now listen to this text, please do it in the same way. Just let the meaning appear in your mind and go with your mind over it. Ready? You can make it, Prabhupada. You are very spiritual people. Don't worry. It is not the presence of the object alone that makes it relishable, but the power of the senses to perceive that object. We can also judge whether there is power in the senses
snaga u čulima,
when we see them perceiving the object,
kada percipiraju taj određeni predmet,
the more powerful the senses are,
to su moćnija osjetila,
the more they can grasp,
više mogu
the sense object,
ili, ili doprijeti do osjetilnog objekta.
To give you an example,
daću vam primjer.
It's not enough if there's only sound.
Ukoliko imamo samo zvuk.
You have to have strong sense of hearing in order to perceive the sound.
Da biste mogli percipirati taj dati zvuk.
For instance, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Very, very good musician.
Je vrlo dobar muzičar.
Was blind and all his
slip.
Abilities to perceive sensual impression concentrated on the ear, and he could hear mouses walking in his classroom.
Kada jedan
so one day
hoda u učionici,
his
to može
teacher
jednog dana
told him,
učitelj,
Stevie,
rekao,
can you tell us where this mouse is who's always disturbing the education in the classroom? And Stevie, who for the first time felt, I'm appreciated. I'm no longer the sad blind boy in the corner who cannot see. He went on his knees and he
said,
it's in the left part of the classroom. Go there and then make a noise and chase it away.
No?
The power of the senses is necessary to grasp a sense object. Another example. A blind person, for example, is not able to see even an object that is right in front of his eyes. In the same way, we cannot see that everyone will be able to appreciate or relish my sweetness, says Krishna. My sweetness may be right before the eyes of a devotee, but he, if he has no spiritual power, he can't grasp it. This spiritual power to relish my sweetness is
da se kuša moja slatkoća je
love. You can only grasp Krishna, see Krishna, feel Krishna through this power, the power of your love for him. Without love, says Krishna, not a single one of my sweet qualities can be relished. Furthermore, this sweetness can be relished exactly according to the amount of love
kušati tačno u odnosu na količinu ljubavi koja osoba osjeća prema meni.
That's why this is so difficult to give a class on Krishna and the Hare Krishna movement, because 80% of the Hare Krishna movement doesn't love Krishna. They only hear philosophy. So they become bored when you talk about Krishna, because the power is not yet there. The power to grasp the qualities of Krishna, his name. We become bored when we chant, when we see the deities. We cannot see, here is
Krishna.
And we turn away. Where is the pizza? It's more interesting. Krishna continues.
I Krishna dalje nastavlja.
We can know whether a person loves me and how much he loves me according to the amount the person relishes my sweetness.
U skladu sa onime koliko on kuša moju slatkoću.
And then Krishna goes on to say that the greatest lover knows most about me, and this lover is, of course, Srimati Radharani. She is able to relish Krishna's sweetness in an amount and in a way which no one can do and never it can be done. That's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and during his appearance chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He who is in the mood of Radha could relish Krishna so much that his response upon relishing Krishna was so absolutely ecstatic that it has never been seen before. In India, you often see people who are in some type of ecstasy, who are advanced, who roll on the floor, and who may even not sleep for a few years, and just meditate and relish something. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed such types of ecstasy that no one had ever seen it to this amount, because he was really experiencing Krishna in fullness, and he was responding to Krishna's qualities in fullness. So the devotees pray,
O Krishna,
you are a mountain made of jewels of transcendental qualities. O Sri Radha, you possess so many transcendental qualities which Parvati and other beautiful girls yearn still to attain. So it is when Prabhupada speaks to us, or the Acharyas speak to us, they want to shake us, they want to rock us, they want to move us, they want to change us, so that we can become a little bit more thirsty for Krishna, a little bit more eager for Krishna. I have a wonderful quotation for you. One should desire and hanker after the supreme kingdom, says Prabhupada. When one attains that kingdom, he does not have to return to this material world. He says this in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita. And in the midst of the Bhagavad Gita, or towards the end, 15th chapter, he says, he talks about the spiritual world, and then he says, one should be captivated by this information. He should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world and extricate himself from this false reflection of reality. So this yearning for Krishna comes when you prepare your heart in a very special way. And Rupa Goswami will, in the next section of his very powerful prayer, speak about this quality. It's humility and hope. Humility and hope.
Poniznost i nada.
Yogyatamena kachitvam kripalabhaya yadyapi mahakripalu molitvat tathapi kurutam kripam. Mulit, what? Sounds like mulit, mulit. Although I am not worthy to receive your mercy. Oops, what happened here? Although I am not worthy to receive your mercy, Radha and Krishna, please be merciful to me. For you are the best of all those who are merciful. O Radha and Krishna,
Radha and Krishna,
King and Queen,
kraljice I
who are worshipped by the masters of all the worlds,
obožavaju gospodari
those svih
who
are svijeta, very merciful,
oni koji su jako milostivi,
are filled with mercy even for the unworthy,
milošću, čak I za one koji su
even
bezvrijedni,
for the offenders.
Čak I za one koji su vrijeđavci.
And then Rupa Goswami describes to him, describes to Krishna his heart. He says, ah, Krishna, I'm a great pretender.
I
do as if I'm a big devotee, but I'm not.
Ponašam se, predstavljam se kao da sam veliki bhakta, ali zapravo nisam.
I'm a fool and you are the greatest philosopher. I'm very wicked.
Zloban.
And you are the most saintly.
Zao, a ti si najsvetija osoba.
I commit offenses when I think of you. But
kada mislim o tebi, radim uvrede.
King and queen.
Međutim, kralju I kraljici.
If you think that I have ever chanted your holy name,
please save me.
Nama Basa, he says. If you think I have made an attempt to chant your holy name, then please come and save me.
Molim vas, dođite I izbavite me.
So, it's a long passage, and it's really amazing when you read it. It's like 10 verses where he really falls down on the ground and he says, I who am a great fool, beg, O merciful king and queen, please slash me with the waves of your mercy. It's a very, very, very nice verse. And when we read this, some eagerness comes into our heart. The eagerness of the author, the eagerness of Rupa Goswami. Without this eagerness, we are lost. If we have no eagerness for Radha and Krishna, that's the only price. We have to pay our darshan in coins of eagerness. How much do you want it, in other words? So, we often hear that the devotees are having this eagerness, and I personally feel that the eagerness is... There's a formula for eagerness, if you so want. But it's a formula you can't teach your heart so easily. You have to come to this when you mature. But it goes like this. You are very humble and you really see your disqualification. Humility is like a vision to see reality. Now at the same time,
istovremeno međutim,
as if it's almost paradoxical psychologically,
način,
you develop a hope.
Vi razvijete I nadu.
Yes, although I'm so unqualified, in other words,
I
have a hope.
Ipak, nada je tu.
This is very important.
Ovo je jako bitno.
If you only have humility without a hope,
bez nade,
you might go into a minority complex and other dysfunctional behaviors.
I druge
If you only have hope but no humility,
nadu,
you will never get it because you're on the wrong track. You must mix your humility with a good hope. But Krishna is merciful. Krishna can even work wonders with those who are most unqualified. And there's a very powerful prayer of Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami je molitva.
I do not perform hearing and chanting with devotion.
Ja ne izvodim moje
Who of you feels like this also?
Ko među vama također osjeća?
They're not the only one.
Dobro, znači, nisam
I do not perform hearing and chanting with devotion. I do not concentrate my mind on the Lord. In fact, I have no knowledge of the Lord. Nor do I perform much service for the Lord. I do not have a birth suitable for serving the Lord. I am from Serbia or from Germany. Not a good birth. I have been born amongst the lowest people. Yes, my father was a killer. I don't know what your father was. You Nazi Germany, huh? By seeing or touching such people like me, one must bathe for purification. But what can I do? I have an unflinching desire to attain you, Krishna. Because I have this hope that you are available to the least qualified.
Dostupan, čak
and this
I
hope brings me some pain.
A ta nada mi stvara bol.
So good pain. As long as there's pain, there's life.
Pozitivna bol. Dokle god ima boli, ima život.
Then there's no pain
kad
that you feel
boli,
no sorry that you are
ne osjećate
in the material world and that you have turned
žal,
away from Krishna, then you have lost already your life.
Od Krishna, onda je vaš život
so this humility is very, very good, my dear devotees.
Dobra, dragi moji bakte.
This humility is required.
Potrebna.
And the more you can bring this together, a desperate crying for Krishna and a hope that Krishna can give you something, mercy, then it is very good. Now it is very, very nice that Krishna is ready to give his mercy to even someone who only disguises himself like a devotee, like me, who has a saffron devotee dress. And the example is Putana dressed herself up like a nice Vaishnavi and came with mother songs. Mother song. And the Brijbasis saw, well, she is very good. She can go to Gopal and she can also breastfeed our Gopal. So Putana had disguised herself like this and sang these songs, and she was really an evil person. She had come flying into Braj like an owl in the midnight. This is how she came into Braj. Then she slept in a tree and made her plan for Krishna's assassination the next morning. And then the morning she woke up. Oh, I'm still in my bird body. And then said, magic, and transformed herself into a beautiful lady. Nice cloth, Brijbasi cloth, gopi dot.
Went
to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna knew, oh my God,
Krishna je znao, oh Bože,
a blood-sucking demon is outside.
Ovo je sada demonica koja siše krv ispred vratiju.
And she will come dressed as a mother and I will have to kill her. So then she was given free passage and Krishna saw her coming and knowing and seeing through her disguise. He closed his eyes.
Oh,
look at this person. She's coming to kill me.
Vidi da samo ovu osobu dolazi me
ubiti. I have to kill her.
A ja ću je morati zabiti.
She's a woman. Woman need to be protected.
Žena treba biti zaštićena.
Then Krishna looked at her.
I onda ju Krishna pogledao.
Come on.
Dođi.
She opened her dress and one gave Krishna a poisoned
sweet svoju odjeću,
breast.
I ponudila je Krishni svoju otrovanu dojku.
Krishna took these, but took also the poison
je prihvatio,
and the life force, everything.
Mlijeko, otrov i životnu silu.
She couldn't believe it at first.
What? Šta?
Leave me!
Opusti me.
But Krishna took the life
Krishna
out of her.
Je oduzeo život.
And after all this demonic life and poison was taken out of her,
Putana
was sent into the spiritual world where she could now, without all this poison, serve Krishna as his wet nurse. What is wet nurse?
Dadilja, as much as I know.
Yeah, dadida. Dadida, huh?
What kind of nurse?
Wet nurse. It is someone... You know, when sometimes a mother will keep another woman, doida.
Doida is a woman who breastfeeds.
Yes.
Feeds.
But not her son, others. Yes. The doida, that sounds proper.
That was what you probably.
Yes. So there's this prayer. Alas, alas, ja, how shall
molitvu.
I take shelter of one
avaj,
more merciful than he who granted the mother rank to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast? And Vishvanachakravarti Thakur says, Putana just disguised herself as a devotee. She was sinful, but imitated a devotee, and therefore all of her family attained you, O Krishna. So we have a chance, even if we only are disguising ourselves. No problem. Mercy is our hope. Krishna can be merciful. My dear devotees, please invest everything you have in Krishna's mercy. Then you will always be successful. Hare Krishna. This is what Rupa Goswami teaches us, that although he feels himself so disqualified, you will see tomorrow he prays for the highest things. Because he has learned to combine humility with hope. If you just have humility without hope, then it's not very spiritual sometimes. You begin to lament about yourself. I have reached the end of this presentation. I hope it was enlivening to you and inspiring a thought, provoking. And... I want to just say the devotees have requested
me.
Tomorrow we will not have our seminar at this time of the day because some devotees will be married tomorrow, in a sacred marriage, and they will be married within this time because it's an auspicious time for marriage. We will have our class tomorrow morning. So that's where. So if you want to continue in this prayer session, please come tomorrow morning at the Bhagavatam time. This Bhagavatam time means
7:50.
Dobro. Hare Krishna. How do you hear all this?
Kako vam se čini sve ovo?
Can you hear it?
Kako slušate, čujete sve ovo?
It goes in the ear and the mind.
Da li dolazi do vašeg uha i uma?
I really have seen this in life.
Ja sam zaista to doživio u svom životu. Vidio sam
our life's practice which we lead will bring us to a certain level
naša osobita,
where we can relish or have the power to relish. I have seen this, for instance, when I don't find time to read
Srila Prabhupada's books and
I'm just not reading and I have a pause of maybe 10 days or 15 days. Then when I try to read again, I don't have any power to relish it. I have seen this in my life. And also, sometimes, you know, when we don't lead a prayerful life, and then all of a sudden we hear the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur, it just doesn't register with us. Have you also, there's no response in us, no resonance. So it's very important, I feel, to do something, to bring our consciousness on a level where it can resonate. And that happens very often when we go on sacred pilgrimage to Vrindavan. Or it happens when we chant the holy name with other devotees, all of a sudden our consciousness is lifted from that one level and comes to another. I have seen that.
Vidio sam to.
Krishna. You are very silent.
Svi ste jako tihi.
I think we should end now.
Mislim,
we have at 8 o'clock for 1 hour
znači za sad vremena,
something which we call Gauranga Lila.
Program koji smo nazvali Gauranga Lila.
I must say, I have forgotten to bring one of my books for this. Does anyone have a Chaitanya Chandramrita with you
here?
On the computer. Oh, on the bookshelf we have. We have on the book, Vishnumurti has. Good. So, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauri Nitai ki, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.